Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Jordan. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
Great. Welcome, everyone, to episode 4.
Yeah.
Is that right? 4? Yeah, I think so.
This is episode 5, not 4. We got that mixed up.
We're still talking weird games. We're on a weird game. I think most of the beginning of this season will be about weird games. We have...
Oh, yeah.
4 to talk about today, Jordan.
So,
start off with the most famous of the 4, I'm going to say.
So, this is one of the most famous ones because this is a classic game that every kid has probably played, Angry Birds. This game, in my opinion, it's weird because the reason why being, why would birds be angry and why would they fight pigs? Like, I sort of don't understand that. And who is shooting these birds out of a slingshot? They don't got arms.
Yeah, the birds don't really fly, do they?
No. Apparently they get shot out of a slingshot.
Yeah, I had never played this game before a few minutes ago, and I just played it a little bit, but I certainly have heard of Angry Birds. It took over. Was it super popular? I've seen kids with T-shirts, and I'm guessing there was maybe a movie made about Angry Birds at one point.
Oh, yeah, there was.
Okay, I thought so. So this was like a huge, like Mario or Sonic, like crossed over and just became popular culture, sort of.
Yeah, pretty much. Because the Angry Birds movie, they actually have arms and legs somehow and can... apparently also be angry and happy at the same time.
Do they talk?
Yeah, they talk a lot.
Huh. I wonder, now, us talking about the movies made me think about this. There have certainly been a lot of video games based on movies. I wonder how many movies have been based on video games. I know there's a Mario Brothers movie. I know there's a... Sonic the Hedgehog movie that came out a few years ago. Angry Birds, that's 3. I'm sure there are others that I don't know about. But, oh, Mortal Kombat, maybe? Is that a movie?
Yeah.
Okay, so we are up to 4. I'm going to look into this later, and we'll talk about this next episode.
Actually, there is one that is, well, based off of a game. Well, the game-based movie... And this will actually go pretty well because October, well, Halloween is right around the corner. Friday the 13th, right?
Yes.
That's when the movie Jason was born. And it's where this killer runs around with a machete. It was a good horror movie. I watch it sometimes, like on Friday the 13th and all that, just to get the spooky feeling.
Sure.
But they made a game off of this man.
Right. And that's happened a lot. Like, there's an E.T. game. There's a bunch. But I'm talking about the reverse, where the game inspires the movie.
Oh, then.
The movie inspires the game. Definitely, Friday the 13th is a famous game, I believe, for the NES. Maybe Super Nintendo, I guess.
Yeah.
And from what I know, not a great game. I never played it, so I don't really know. Have you ever played it?
No, but I plan on to get some money to get it and play it.
Cool. So yeah, Angry Birds. I tried it. It's definitely the whole premise, like you said, is very strange, very weird. I could see myself sitting down, waiting at the doctor's. Playing a little bit of Angry Birds on my phone.
Yeah.
I could see that happening. I think the other two games we're about to talk about, I enjoyed more playing. They're also strange. They were games Jordan brought to my attention. So, Jordan, why don't you tell us about the first one? And
the second most popular game that sweep the nation was Agario. So apparently you play as an amiibo, and this amiibo can go around and eat, like, smaller dots and other amiibos as soon as you get big enough. Then you start to get to the big leagues. Now, this, however, is a bit more different. You're in the big leagues of the amiibos. These amiibos will not, like, let you stand there and just start eating their brothers and sisters. No. They will eat you. So it's basically be eaten or run away.
Yeah, that's a good synopsis of the game. It's a very simple idea. It is weird because it's so simple to me. I think my mic is cutting out. Tess? No, all right, I'm here. We'll cut that out later. Or we won't.
Yeah.
So I played it. Jordan had played it before, but he kind of told me what to do. So, like he said, you start out as a little thing where you have better control moving around.
Yeah.
The bigger you get, the longer it takes to sort of change directions, essentially.
Yeah.
I found it very addicting. I couldn't stop playing it. I mean, I did, but I'm not playing it right now, so I obviously did stop, but... I liked it. Getting bigger and not being able to correct your direction, I found frustrating, but I understand that's part of the game, and it would be way easier to play if you could just change on a dime. So, because you're... The other thing is that as you move, like, you don't see the whole world on the screen. As you move into different parts of the water, I'm assuming. And so you're like, see some little dots maybe up in the corner of the screen, and you go towards them. And the closer you get, it opens up more of what's around those dots. And then there's a giant.
Then there's a giant amiibo that
amoeba
will eat
called
you.
A Barack Obama that's coming after you. Or something. That was one of the... You can name your own amoeba, and one of them was Barack Obama, and Barack came after me.
Who knew Barack Obama would be back at after your healthcare?
Yeah, he came right after me. I thought that game was fun, but the next one is
Slither,
the one I loved.
Slithery.io, and these are .io games, so Agar.io, that was the first game we just talked about. Slithery.io, this is the next game that I personally had fun with, and probably so did Ryan.
Yeah, I liked it a lot, actually.
So, this one, you're a snake, and... You're eating these smaller what remains of other snakes too, but if you leave them there like for longer, right, then they turn into these small little pecks, and then you can eat them. As soon as you eat them, then you can keep going on and then get bigger and bigger. Now, instead of actually eating your brothers and sisters whole alive still, you have to make them run into you. If you go head to head, you both die. If they run into you, they die. If you run into them, you die. It's simple. Don't run into any other enemy players.
It's simple, but not always easy to pull off, as I learned.
Yes. It sounds simple on paper, but when you do it, it is not simple at all.
Yeah, I thought this game was cool. Again, like, controlling it like the other game, you got to get used to how it works, how the movement of the worm or snake or whatever it is. Is it a snake? Is it a worm?
It's a snake.
Okay, it's a snake. I mean, it's hard to tell sometimes. But it was a lot of fun. Very similar to the other game, but this one, to me... I don't know why I liked it more. It's not that different, but...
Yeah, it's not that different from Agario. Well, the fact that you're not eating your brothers and sisters whole alive.
Right. You got to break them up first. But I thought it was cool, and I don't know if you said this, but the more you eat, the longer you get.
Yeah, the more you eat, the longer you get.
And bigger overall, I guess, right?
Yeah, and sometimes that you'll have these people that always always spam the space bar or right click or left click, and they would go faster than you and then immediately kill you and then start eating your guts and all that. But there is some fast paced into it. You have to circle your enemy before your enemy circles you. If your enemy circles you, then you have nowhere else to go. You immediately lose. However, if you circle your enemy, then you get, well, one, you survive. Two, you get free stuff.
And who doesn't like, what snake doesn't like free stuff? I dug this game. I think it's I probably will find myself going to this website and just playing it sometimes. Question for you. So these are both .io. Are there a bunch of .io games?
Most likely.
Yeah,
these are the only two I've stumbled upon.
Okay.
Because these were from other famous YouTubers. They didn't create it.
They just talked about them. So
they played it and talked about it. That's
cool.
All.
If you've got 5 minutes to kill, go check them out. They're fun, easy to understand. You don't have to read a bunch to figure out how to do it. You just kind of do it, and you'll die 10 times, and then you'll get better.
Yeah, this is... Basically, you play this for skill. You don't play to win.
Gotcha. It's just to get better at, to have fun doing, to pass some time.
Yeah, and it's basically just to pass the time and all that.
But I would agree both of these are weird in that one you're an amoeba, the other you're a snake just swimming around in the water trying to eat other snake bits.
I know. And if you click left click, right, and as you go faster, if you turn back around, you leave a trail line. So basically, all your all that fast muscle that you're using up will go into these small little orbs.
Oh, so question then. If you use... All right, two questions. One, the bigger you get, the faster you go. Is that correct?
Well,
normally,
the bigger you get, the slower you are. But if you want to like go faster, you hold down left click or space bar or right click, and then you're able to go fast, but you'll lose your length.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. I remember that right now. So the faster you go, the more times you go fast, the smaller you're going to get. You're going to shrink back down.
Yeah.
Have to get big again. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I'd say go play this game. It's fun.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. If you got a PC, if you got a Mac, even if you just got like a small computer, like a Chromebook or something like that, you could still play it.
Yeah, I highly recommend both of those.
Yeah. Now Ryan dug this up, and somehow, some way, this game's not even released. Not released whatsoever.
Which honestly makes me so happy that it wasn't released because just from watching it, it looks horrible.
It looks really horrible.
It is called Penn and Teller's Smoke and Mirrors. As I was explaining to Jordan, and I'll let the listeners know if you're not familiar, Penn and Teller are famous magicians. One of them, Penn, if I'm getting them right, is one of them's this big tall guy. The other guy's this short guy. Penn is loud and talks a lot. Teller doesn't say a word. That's kind of their gimmick. Great magicians. They're to my mind, they're sort of sarcastic magicians. Like there's a humor to what they're doing. It's not just kind of straight magic. like Teller will make funny faces and when tricks happen and stuff. I don't know. So let's get some information here. This is another Sega CD, so it would have been for the Dreamcast, I believe, much like Seaman.
Oh, God.
So it's a similar thing to Seaman, I guess. I don't know if Sega consoles that well. But in April of 95, this was going to be released. I don't know what... it. So it seems... Apparently, the game is filled with mini-games, and you're sort of going around trying to get to these mini-games to play. But anyway, and we won't go... We can go through the mini-games, just the titles even. What's Your Sign? Is one of them. One of them is called Mofo the Psychic Gorilla. There's Desert Bus. There's Buzz Bombers. There's Sun Scorcher. Smoke and Mirrors. So those are them. I think a lot of them are like puzzle games, that kind of thing.
There's Picking Up Cockroaches.
Yeah, we watched a little walkthrough. From what we could see, the graphics were not good, but also never maybe got finished, so maybe they would have ended up better. I don't know. But Penn and Teller are walking through some city street. Looks pretty dirty. And they're jumping to catch cockroaches, and that's sort of like getting coins in Mario Brothers or rings in Sonic or something.
And somehow murdering men, like other magicians,
yeah, like,
with their deadly playing cards.
Yes, that's a great point to bring up. We watch them come across other magicians on the street, and Teller would just start shooting cards at him, and then he would die. Did it to women, too. It wasn't just men. There was like a... I don't know if she was a magician, but there was some lady that he killed with his cards.
Oh, yeah. The lady that looks like a magician's helper.
Yes, exactly. And then you go into storefronts and different businesses. We saw them go into a travel agency to try to get plane tickets or something. I don't know what's going on in this game, but...
I have zero clue.
Makes no sense at all. Not sure.
It looks pretty weird.
Yeah, it's definitely weird. Apparently, one of the mini games, Desert Bus, turned into a bigger game, and I think that game got released. It's maybe a good thing this never got released, but as I'm learning this year on this podcast, I kind of like checking out these weird games. I wouldn't mind playing Penn & Teller, Smoke & Mirrors. I think there's, just watching the play-by-play, any of these CD or DVD games, there's a certain lag time when you go to a new board and stuff, and that seemed to be happening a bit on this. The graphics were not good at all. So let's just go through some of these games. What's Your Sign is you're trying to guess the person's astrological sign and their birthday based on responses they give to questions. That does not sound like a video game at all to me.
No, that just sounds like you trying to learn some new magic tricks.
Let's see. The Mofo, the Psychic Gorilla... I'm guessing kind of does the same thing. He has psychic powers. Yeah, so that's kind of the same one. Desert Bus. I'm just reading these. You're driving in a bus. You get points when you don't hit things and not run off the road, I guess. I don't know. That doesn't make any sense. Buzz Bombers is like a two-player arcade shooter. All right, that sounds like a video game. It's got aliens that have destroyed Earth.
Yeah, that actually sounds like a video game.
Yeah, all right, so that one's okay. Sun Scorcher, you're controlling a spaceship that has to kill aliens. I'm not sure what this has to do with magic at all, what any of these do.
Yeah.
And then there's Smoke and Mirrors, and that is a role-playing, puzzle-solving collection of games. And there's some parodies of other magicians that you and I would not get the reference to. I'm guessing no one in 95 would have either.
The Magical Houdini.
The only other thing that caught my eye, and I'm sure it didn't because I'm sure you don't know who this is, but there's a lady they keep running into, the same lady.
Oh, yeah.
At Debbie's Travel and at a few other stops we saw them make. That is
Debbie's Travel and Transport.
Exactly. Her name is Debbie in the game. In real life, it kind of looked like her, and I could recognize her voice, so reading this doesn't surprise me. It's Debbie Harry, who was a famous singer in the 80s. So she was in a group called Blondie. I don't know if you're familiar with them, Jordan, but she was a singer for Blondie, and she is playing a role in this video game, which makes it even weirder.
They just called her up. Hey, we need you to play a role in this game. If you can you come over here and stand behind a green screen and we'll give you a script? She probably said, how much am I getting paid for this? We'll pay you $500 if you come down here and do it. Alrighty. She probably just did it for the money.
It says, what I just read about it, she was Penn's girlfriend at the time.
What?
Yeah, so the taller magician, his girlfriend was Debbie Harry, so I think that's why she's in the video game. They honestly, Jordan, they had a TV show years ago, Penn and Teller, where they traveled the world and went to different countries and learned magic from that country, magic tricks that were originated in all these different countries.
The TV show was a success.
I don't know if it was, but it was great. I remember watching it, and it was fascinating to me because they just like got into.
Because obviously this game wasn't.
No, this game was this game was probably before the TV show, I would think. It was a great, great show. I really enjoyed it. So since you can't go play this game, people, go watch the show if you can find it. I don't know the name of it. I feel like this mic is cutting out. All right, here we go. I'm back. Anything to say about Penn and Teller's Smoke and Mirrors, Jordan?
Nope.
I would rank it up there pretty high on our weird games.
I would rank it at least an 8.
Yeah. 8 out of 10?
Yeah. 10 is C, man. The most weird.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think it also just doesn't look fun. Like, that's the other thing with this game.
Why on earth would two magicians in tuxedos be on the streets that looks like they're in the Bronx collecting cockroaches? You could have collected anything else, even playing cards.
Yeah.
No, cockroaches.
Playing cards would have made sense.
Yeah, playing cards would have made sense.
Coins.
Or rabbits.
There you go. Yeah, it's weird that they picked cockroaches.
It's like, what's the one thing that Penn and Teller is known for? Cockroaches.
And maybe they were. That could be a real thing, honestly, now that you say that. I doubt it, but it could be.
I very much doubt it.
I don't know much about them, honestly. I mean, I remember them and know who they are, but yeah, what a weird... Hold on a second, Jordan.
Oh, God. I think Ryan just found some new information. Get ready.
Okay. Penn & Teller's Smoke and Mirrors is similar to the video Penn & Teller's Cruel Tricks for Dear Friends, which has the same purpose and uses properties of the video medium itself for the tricks. So there's another thing out there. By Penn and Teller. I don't know that it's quite a video game. It might just be a video, but that has the same tricks going on. So the reason this wasn't released, other than it's not a good game, probably, is that company that was making it, Absolute Entertainment, went out of business before it could be released.
Yeah, they probably spent so much money on it.
And the people that created it could not find another company interested in releasing the game.
When they showed them the trailer for this, right, they must have said, what is this game called again? Penn and Teller, Smoke and Mirrors.
I don't. It's so bizarre. Everything about this is so bizarre.
How much do we want to bet that they went up to Sega and said, hey, Sega, you wanna help us here? Like, and then Sega said, hey, do we want to make another Sonic game or do we just want to sell this?
Yeah, they were like, no, hard pass. We want nothing to do with this. Sorry I'm reading, but I just read, I'm reading the reviews of this. Some of it's incredibly boring. Some of it has one-time appeal. Some of it is hilarious. It's a lot like life. That's a review of this game.
Life is a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
That is so funny. Some of it's incredibly boring. That's not what you want from a video game.
No. Then you start to lose interest in this video game.
But yeah, the thing that did work from this is the one of the mini games, Desert Bus. It came out as Desert Bus for Hope or something. Cool. All right. That's Penn and Teller's Smoke and Mirrors.
Yeah. That was certainly weird.
Yeah, I think there were a lot of games at this time, and maybe there still are. I don't know. I'm an old man who plays NES games, so what do I know? But where it would be like you go into a room and then you'd watch a video of somebody talking to you explaining something and then you'd go somewhere else and that would happen. Which I don't, to me, doesn't seem that much fun. But okay. Jordan, anything else we want to talk about today? We covered a bunch of weird games.
No, this is fine.
Three of these games you can go play on the internet.
Yeah.
One of these games you can't, and maybe good. Yeah, I would recommend any of the other three weird games. I think the snake one, Slytherin, is that what it's called?
Slither-io.
Slither-io. Slytherin is a Harry Potter thing. Totally unrelated. Slither-io is my favorite. I'm definitely going to like continue playing that at times.
Yeah.
All right. Hope you found this interesting, folks. And go try out those games. And if you are really bored, go to YouTube and watch a walkthrough of Penn and Teller's Smoke and Mirrors.
It's about an hour-long video. Have fun.
If you need to fall asleep tonight, you can go watch Penn and Teller's Smoke and Mirrors.
I think you can find a better show on Netflix.
100% you can. Penn and Teller probably have better shows on Netflix, honestly. All right, have a good week, everybody.
Hope everyone stays safe. Have fun.
Bye, Jordan.
See you next time, Ryan.